You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Creativity Wasted is a podcast where a group of people get together and each share an idea that they're not planning on pursuing in real life, such as a movie idea, invention idea, or evil prank idea. The idea can be funny or serious, realistic or ridiculous, but we'll always have fun talking and joking about it. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
What's up? I'm Bart Dangus.
I'm Ella Warbottle.
And this is Creativity Wasted. Okay, who wants to go with their idea? I usually go last because I want to fill the time. Adjust my idea to fill the time.
Yeah, I don't care. You want me to go first or you want to go first, Ella?
Take it away, Bart.
All right. You know, I think mouthwash should be a choice to drink at bars.
At the chaser?
Fuck, dude. Not chaser. Liquor. Or, you know, you could mix it with soda or something.
Do you drink it or do you mouthwash
No, you drink it. Okay, see, what I'm getting at is, like, I was just curious, like, why is that taboo? Like, you know, alcoholics get drunk off mouthwash, right? But I looked up the side effects, same as normal booze. Like, all the same side effects, dude. Like, so why is it still socially unacceptable, you know, to have Listerine over ice?
So if you're recovering alcohol, would you drink Crest Pro Health? Because there's no alcohol in there.
Well, see, that takes all the fun out of it. You might as well be drinking O'Doul's.
It's true.
Not on board with this one?
I think
like I'm saying, you can get shithoused off Fireball, but I can't have a Scope margarita.
You're a very silly guy. I can picture you with just like a thing of Listerine, like instead of a bottle and just chugging it. I think that would be what you would do, right? Or do you want to
maybe
be subtle,
dude,
about it?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, you know, I don't know. Let's say, you know, you're sitting down to read a book by the fire. You got a nice rocks glass, one of those big circle ice cubes, you know, double shot of Scope or Listerine. I don't know. You Listerine man or a Scope?
I buy a purple thing, a mouthwash. I don't know what brand it is.
Purple.
It's purple.
See, even that, like,
purple's Listerine.
Okay.
So you're Listerine.
What about
man.
The little kids use and they drink it before they brush their teeth and it dyes their teeth?
It's always bubblegum flavored.
Dude, would you drink bubblegum liquor?
No.
Why not?
Because I drink rum, whiskey, scotch, and bourbon. That's it. I don't know none of that flavored stuff. It's really gross.
So, okay. Picture this, though. You puke in your Uber. You go home. You got to wash that puke out of your mouth somehow, you know. But you could keep the party going with a good old, you know, two-shot double Listerine over ice.
Oh, I thought you were saying that you were puking up the mouthwash and it was cleaning your mouth.
Oh,
on the way
dude.
Up.
Okay, yeah. Imagine even that puke. Like, that might be refreshing.
Have you done this?
No. Have you?
No.
Yeah. I don't, like, even the bottles come with a fucking shot glass, dude. Like, I don't know.
Would there be any side effects? Like, would your shit come out like green or like, would it like...
Dude, it might come out minty, like, and refreshing.
What if it looked like toothpaste?
What?
What if it came out as toothpaste?
Why would it come out as toothpaste? Do you think your body is a metamorphosis system?
Well, if...
What if a toothbrush came out?
Based from drunks this whole time and we didn't know.
If your shit was infused with mouthwash, it might have the appearance of toothpaste, in which case you could trick someone.
Dude, like, what's that toothpaste with, like, Aquafresh that has all the stripes in it?
Yeah, that's just delectable.
I don't think it would come out with stripes.
You know. Good. Oh, shit.
That is a loud phone, whatever that is.
I'm just saying we should try it. Maybe, I don't know. You ever go to Trixie's?
I've actually never been to Trixie's.
Yeah, well, they got a mic there, and, you know, they're pretty friendly, and I did that bit, and one of the bartenders was like, I'm going to get scope on the menu, but apparently it's illegal.
It's illegal to do that?
Yeah. Bullshit.
What?
What's the reasoning why it's illegal? Did they tell
you? I don't know. Why is weed illegal?
What's the actual alcohol content of a bottle of mouthwash, though?
I don't know. I don't really check that. I bet it's enough to fuck you up. Do you have any mouthwash at home? Are you at home?
I am at home.
Do you have any mouthwash, or you don't use mouthwash?
It sounds like a booty call. I do have mouthwash, I think.
Well,
we're gonna see. Try it out. Drunk by the end of the show.
I think it's from the 90s. I don't know. I don't really want to use.
Holy
it.
Shit!
Listerine is 54 proof with about 26.9% alcohol.
Okay. See. Okay. Look up side effects of mouthwash. It was funny how, okay, I saw this little like infographic, and it was funny how they worded some things. They were like, side effects of, you know, alcohol poisoning from mouthwash. Unable to be awakened was like one of the phrases. Does that just mean you're dead, or you're just, like, I don't know. I mean, I've fallen asleep before, and it's hard to wake me up. You looking it up right now?
Give me time.
Okay.
54 proof. That's
pretty
high.
That's pretty good. Okay, and you got that Listerine from the 90s, dude? That shit is probably aging real well.
Might be worth
money. I don't think it's all so crusty.
It's not a what?
The lid is all crusty. I don't know why, but it doesn't open anymore.
Ooh, see, okay, now you can just scrape those flakes off into like a little dish, and, you know, you salt the rim with Listerine.
Oh, that's classy. I think it's orange flavor too. It'd be a nice little tropical drink.
Yeah, so go for it.
Would you give the drink? Would you just call it Listerine, or would you try to give it a clever name?
Call it the Bart Dangus.
The Bart Dangus.
Are you looking at this yet? You find it?
I have to read stuff.
Well, read quicker. There's like a little infographic that's like yellow and reddish. I'm going to see if I can fucking find it. Is that cool?
Go ahead.
What are you guys' drinks of choice?
Chocolate milk.
Kraken rum.
She's the only real drinker
rum?
Here.
Kraken rum.
Kraken rum.
Yeah.
What is crack?
It's Kraken.
Kraken.
Yeah. Like
oh, that
creature.
Like squid fucking thing?
It's so
so
good.
You saw Pirates of the Caribbean and you're like, that's the drink for me. Fuck
that's
yeah.
That's not even on Pirates of the Caribbean, is it?
I don't know.
I know the actual sea creature Kraken is.
Yeah.
I just drink girly drinks. I drink like apple ales and like strawberry daiquiris. And
you're a fancy lady.
Yep.
Fuck, I'm trying to... Yeah, you know, I mean,
I don't know. It just keeps saying it's bad for you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not
dude,
getting the full
and
details.
The government says that weed is bad for us too. Like, what are we doing with our lives?
Well, it is interesting that most drugs are bad for your teeth. Like meth, it's bad for your teeth.
Yeah,
chewing tobacco, bad for your teeth. Bart Dangus, alcohol, great for your teeth.
I'm trying.
Wait,
oh, found
I found
it?
Symptoms of a mouthwash overdose.
Okay, so this is overdosing on mouthwash.
Which is what's happening when you get drunk. An overdose of mouthwash is when you drink mouthwash to the excess point where you are drunk. You have these symptoms.
But, okay, but overdose makes it sound, like when you say overdose, you don't say overdose on alcohol when you're drunk. Oh, I'm overdosing right now. I had three.
This. When you drink mouthwash in excess.
Yeah.
You can have stomach pain, diarrhea.
Okay.
Nausea and vomiting,
wait.
Which is similar to drinking.
Yeah, all the same.
Dizziness, drowsiness,
yeah,
sleeping.
Hell yeah.
Headache,
Okay.
It works with your temperature, blood pressure, sugar, changes in heart rate.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, I want to slow that shit down.
It can mess with your breathing.
Well, open your mouth.
Skin pain and redness on the skin.
Yeah, do you have a friend
loss
who gets
of physical coordination?
Who gets, yeah, dude, normal.
Stupor.
Yep.
Unconscious and comas.
And fresh breath. It doesn't even fucking list that. Bullshit.
So they made me go all the way to end this article for that.
Yeah.
Now.
See, I got a strong argument, don't I?
If a cop pulls you over after drinking Bar Dengus and your mouth smells like mouthwash.
Dude, I won't even get a DUI test.
Yeah, he won't even test you.
What are your thoughts on drinking rubbing alcohol?
I mean,
if you hate yourself that much.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me. It's not as fresh.
And when you're done with that, you can drink some nail polish remover too. Just top it off.
Ugh.
I have a joke about drinking hand sanitizer because I think that's mostly alcohol, but it's not pure liquid. It's like
you kind of have to chew it.
No, it's like some of them. It's like gel. Yeah.
Here you go, Tom. We got you a nice fresh drink.
Yeah, dude. Take three pumps of that and party, man.
I guess I don't know if that would qualify as drinking or like, do you drink Jell-O? You eat it.
I mean, it's liquidy enough. It's just, it's a thick drink. She's thick.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think like if Scope came out with like a nice glass bottle, something classy, you know, come with a couple shot glasses, you know, maybe like a little bar mat. I should pitch it to them, right?
The shot glasses should be shaped like teeth.
Like just one fucking giant tooth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, right?
Dude, see, I'm promoting health and party life.
I think that just the branding of it's too boring and clinical. It sounds doctory, like mouthwash, like Listerine.
Okay,
it doesn't sound
so we need
cool.
We need to come up with like a better name that's not mouthwash, huh? Like a green juice. Winter mouth.
Winter.
Dude, winter gut. I got winter gut, man.
That'll work. Winter gut.
Yeah. I got spearmint shots.
I like.
What happens? People take shots up their ass.
What? You drink.
You have to be prepared.
You drink up your ass?
No, but I know it's done.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. Well, the hypothetical.
I mean,
here.
Okay, what do you think would burn more, Scope or Fireball?
I don't know.
Ooh, also, what's stronger, Scope or Fireball?
I don't know.
Well, you looked up the what is it, 54 proof?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, wintergreen moonshine. Mouth shine. Eh, okay, that's...
I like the... what the
moonwash.
The gut one.
Gut?
Yeah, because it sounds... If you have a drink that's bright green or like feminine looking, you need to give it a manly name to get men to drink it.
What about like a... Who is a green lightsaber in Star Wars?
Luke or Yoda?
Luke
Yoda.
Wash. Oh, dude. I'm going to kick like fucking hammer... Oh.
So Scope's 18.9.
I thought you said it was 54.
That's 54 proof, but alcohol percentage for Listerine is 26.9. Scope is 18.9. And Fireball is 33%.
Okay. Dude, oh, you could do like a fire and ice mixed drink. Scope, Fireball. I don't know what would chase that. Pickle juice?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Now, would Scope ruin the flavor of any other drink?
Yes, all of them. Haven't you ever talked to somebody that's like...
Peppermint schnapps. You can mix it with schnapps.
You could, yes. See, do you think there's any mouthwash in
peppermint
schnapps?
I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
Maybe this is how the bartender gets somebody to leave the bar. They give them... a mouthwash drink that ruins the flavor of all the other drinks, so they
Yeah.
They give up for the night.
I have a question, though. You don't have to be 18 to buy mouthwash, right?
Fuck no, you
don't. Does that mean you don't have to be 18 to drink it? So is this how you get away with underage drinking?
Yeah.
It's just mouthwash, man.
Dude, or, oh my God, like a whole party getting busted and everyone just has a bottle of Listerine.
You get a keg.
It's a mouthwash party, man.
Get a keg.
Practicing hygiene here.
Do you think everyone is drinking like in their basement mouthwash, do you think it get colder in there? Like just because everyone's like breathing like winter gut air? No? I'm just sure. Maybe we don't need air conditioning.
I feel like everyone's
eyes
are going to be watering though, because it's just going to be so minty.
Dude, it'll be like fucking going skiing. Like you could just sit there with skis on.
I'm trying to think of... If there's like mouthwash in the air, if it got in your eyes.
We're calling it a mouth Yoda mouth? Yoda mouth, no. Winter gut's been the best one so far, huh?
My vote's winter gut.
You can buy a gallon of Listerine for $70.
70?
A gallon? That's excessive.
That's like way more expensive.
That's like 4th of July.
Than regular alcohol.
Ooh, so it's got a... It's classy because it's more expensive. Have I just totally derailed your podcast?
No. I like the silly ideas. So my idea last week was a highly silly idea.
Who says this is silly?
Yeah, Prankus is a serious drama show.
Yes, yeah.
Like,
it's a... ER doctor show.
When I think Bart Dengus and Prankus, and I think deep, like Tig Notaro.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Serious, serious comedy.
Dude, so many people have problems saying Prankus with Bart Dengus.
They just giggle.
No, they say Dengus with Prankus, Bart. Like, yeah, they mix them all up. Huh. Too much mouthwash. Too much winter gut trying to talk.
Anything else to add? Your idea?
I don't know. So now we just go on to two more ideas and then...
Yeah, there's not much small talk in between.
Cool.
Straight to business.
Do we get to plug stuff at the end?
Yeah, or now, or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I can wait till the end.
We already talked about your show.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah.
So,
cool.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ella.
Wait, who are you, Ella?
Who aren't I?
Me?
Thinking. I'm a human. I'm from Ann Arbor.
Are you like a fan of the podcast or are you a comic? Like what, how did you get here?
I, believe it or not, am a comic, yeah.
So how come you haven't done my room yet?
Are you, your Prankus Monday night?
Yes, ma'am.
You want to know the honest truth?
Yes, I do. Ooh, fuck yeah. Uh-oh. Yes, I do. Tell me.
So I'm a college student and I'm living with my parents.
Nerd.
And we have a tradition where we watch The Bachelorette every Monday night. So
okay. Well, I mean, that's nice. I thought you were going to be like, yeah, I've heard about your show and I fucking hate the idea.
Yeah. I heard you're a big cock. No.
Yeah.
No, I'm a friend, though. They like it.
Hell yeah. Who are your buds with?
Colin, DK, Jen.
Fuck yeah.
Brody, when he was around. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, they're great.
But,
Colin was out last night.
Funny. Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I've been AWOL in our group chat because I've just been not available to do comedy much. Mm. But they're doing it. They're going out doing shit.
Hell yeah.
But let's get to your idea.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry.
What the fuck? Okay. So I was out with a couple of my friends 2 weeks ago, more or less, and one of them has a dog, and he was eating his leash because he was so hungry, and I was like, why are you eating that? That's like a beef leash. And then I realized that beef leash might be the perfect euphemism for a cock. And then... I thought that we can make a whole bunch of like sex toys and dildos and shit related to foods. Thoughts?
Beef leash.
So can you eat them?
Maybe. I don't know. This is a work in progress, but I do need some.
Or are they just sent in? I'm confused.
Well, if you eat them, that means they have to buy them again, so that's more money for you.
Yeah.
As the seller.
Marketing, I suppose, would be good. I mean, there's that one chick who masturbated with a potato. I don't think she ate the potato.
You can make, like, Twizzler whips.
Yeah. I mean, they have gummy panties, but, like, I'm talking real deal sex toys that are food.
I can help you here.
I think if I was to get one, I would like assless chaps made out of sheets of beef jerky.
Yeah.
That's a lot of chewing. I like it. That'll last you a while.
Dude.
That's a choice.
Ooh. That'll last me all night. I eat the crotch out first.
The crotch is already gone.
Oh, you're right. You're right. All right. Start with my left leg.
Crotch is there.
You need to start at the ankle.
Yeah. I'm flexible. What other food sex toys? Wait, okay, so you're just talking about food that can be used as a sex toy. Banana.
Mm-hmm. But also,
cantaloupe.
If we're calling a penis a beef leash, we can also think of genitalia that could be used as foods. I'm not just one-sided here.
You should make a whole line of dildos shaped like foods.
Yeah.
That just look like foods.
So people don't, if they see it, they don't judge you? Like if your mom comes by and...
Oh yeah, that's just a fake banana I put in my fruit bowl on the counter, mom.
Yeah, like that could be on the table, like no one would know that
that's
been
in places. You have a whole fruit bowl
of
just dirty shit, no one would know.
Little kid carrying it running around the house.
My banana vibrates!
You can make a whole house out of dildos and no one would know. I mean, if we get really crafty with household objects. We could do so much. Like Pez dispensers.
Be afraid to sit on any furniture.
Pez dispensers?
They're like square, aren't they?
Yeah, that seems like too many edges. Like, why not just use a 2x4 if you're going to go Pez dispenser?
You're using the wrong part.
I don't know.
Beef
leash. I'm thinking like sausage chains or anal beads.
Sausage chain. See, no, you need to start a punk band called Beef Leash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Now, is a beef leash a hard penis or a flaccid penis? Because when I picture a leash, I picture a soft, like floppy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine as like someone who's so hung, he can wrap his dick around your neck and then have some to spare. So I'm assuming it's like a pretty long, flaccid dick. Nevertheless, it's still intriguing.
I don't know what to say to this.
So you'd just be choked out by this thing.
It's just another way to walk your dog. I don't know.
Walk your dog. Yeah.
Or you could use it on your food-shaped dildos. I mean, the possibilities are endless.
Have you bought the domain yet?
No.
Okay, I'm going to purchase it right now.
No.
And then sell it to you for much more, for Bitcoin.
Okay. That's good. Way to tap into capitalism. Good for you.
I did it. I can retire now.
But you could also, like, depending on how classy of a person you are, you could do different cuts of meat for the beef leash.
So you can have,
different cuts of penis?
You could do, like, what are they called? Pasties? Pasties? One's a beef pie you put on your nipple. I can never get it right.
Pasties are the kind you can eat. So yeah. I wouldn't suggest using those, but you can make...
You can eat a pasty,
too. You can shaped like a pasty. You can make a pasty pasty.
Okay, so how do we market beef leash with a scope margarita?
Ooh.
Buy one, get one half off. The sale always works.
Ooh, half off. Mm-hmm. Beef leash.
Free shipping. Offer free shipping. People buy anything with free shipping.
We could just coil the beef leash enough to the point where it creates a basin that could support the scope margarita.
A basin?
Yes.
Cup. Are you trying to say cup? I think you're trying to say cup. Basin's more of like a geological.
How much do you want to drink?
What?
A cup, a bowl.
Basin.
What have you?
I'm going to order a basin of beer tonight.
Whatever.
So do you think you could make me like a vest out of beef jerky sheets? Because I would rock that for a little bit.
This sounds like something Seth Addison would wear.
Oh my God. Yeah. He'd sew like a big old Motorhead patch on the back.
Yeah.
I feel like sewing through jerky would be really hard though.
Yeah. You could braid it though, or weave it. Like you could do a lattice beef jerky vest. That could be kind of sexy.
Did you say lattice? What's lattice?
Yeah, like a lattice crust. Like if you think of a cherry pie, like the weaving in and out with the crust on top.
That's lattice crust is a weaved pastry?
Mm-hmm.
Lattice. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm learning words here. Basin and lattice. You're not trying to say lettuce, are you?
Yeah, I'm just from the Midwest, lattice. I don't know. If you guys had to wear one food the rest of your life, what would you wear?
Cow. Leather. Boom.
No, that doesn't count.
Yeah, it does. You just said if I had to wear an animal, right?
No, one food.
Oh, one food. Yeah. Cow. Still.
Okay, one processed food that is not something we already wear, smartass.
Like a vegan food, you mean? Like something that...
Goat. I'd wear goat. No one wears fucking goat. It'd have to be several goats, though. Dude, I could wear... I could put those horns in, like... They'd be like shoulder pads, you know? And I'd
like a centaur?
No, shoulder pads. Like football player.
You
like,
just have... Orange like, shoulder pads.
Orange?
You said horns.
Oh, yeah, horns. Yeah, yeah, I thought you said orange.
So they would have horns on them?
Yeah, not like sticking up, but like built in, you know? So I'm walking in the office and I'd be like, oh, fucking hip check.
Why would you hip check if you had shoulder pads?
Okay, well, you use your shoulder a little bit, like.
Shoulder check.
All right, fuck it. I'll wear them like around my waist and tie them together.
Yeah.
With the goat intestine.
You should wear like those, the belts that had like the flaps just big enough to cover the beef leash and butt area like they wore way back when. And
wait.
Just keep covered in horn.
Okay, so what food would you wear? Lettuce?
I don't know.
You could go like...
Probably like...
Go ahead.
A scope margarita.
Can't wear liquid.
Can't you though?
No.
Could be a lotion. You should make scope margarita lotion.
Well, do you rub it on yourself or you drink it? Like that's.
You would just get drunk through it going in your pores.
Wait, have you been drinking the mouthwash? I can't tell.
Yeah, as on the no. I'll try and find it.
Dude,
I
got
think
the.
That might be it.
And it's orange.
Shit. I thought it was orange. My parents may have thrown it away. I'm pretty sure they've had it since before I was born. Let's look.
Are your parents there?
No, they're out. But they specifically bought the Crest Pro Health non-alcohol kind because they think they have the very legitimate fear that we'd get fucked up on mouthwash.
So what'd you drink instead? NyQuil?
Shampoo.
Shampoo. No. Well, there's where you fucked
they don't
up.
Have it. Actually, I just do whippets with my hairspray. Yeah, we don't have any. We just have the travel size.
It's dry county over there.
It's a bummer. Just drinking my Triple X vitamin water instead.
Is that the 50 cent one?
I have no idea. It's blueberry, pomegranate, and acai, acai, or however the fuck you pronounce it.
Okay, yeah, I think
don't
know
either.
That's exactly how you do it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have the French accent. Nice.
Wait, okay, so what food would you wear besides liquid? You can't wear liquid.
Maybe like a nice lard.
Lard?
Yeah.
That's the food you're choosing, lard.
Yeah, because if it's hot out, you just put on a small layer. You look nice and shiny. You're glistening. You might get some acne, but it'd be okay. And
some acne? You might get some face acne.
Is this like body paint?
I don't wear clothes on my face.
You don't ever wear a thing over your face during winter? You would need a lard scarf, definitely during the winter.
Yeah, maybe. I could put it on my face. Or in my hair.
I could put it
in my hair and then wrap my lard hair on my face.
Wait, what is lard? It's just gooey fat, right?
Kind of.
Yeah, just fat.
Yeah.
You put in pie crust. It's pretty gross.
Are you a baker?
But it never fucking comes off. Yeah, I've been baking recently. I don't know why.
Dude, why not fucking bake or make a crust, like a crust jacket? That's way better than lard.
Crusts are supposed to be flaky and delightful.
Yeah, man.
Inefficient.
You walk around with your crust jacket and, you know, people know where you went. Like, definitely find you.
Yeah, if I want to look like a badass, I could just, like, move my arms and then the sleeves would break off and I'd look really muscular.
Yeah.
That could work.
You'd make a lot of friends with dogs.
Yeah.
And cats.
I already am friends with dogs, but yeah.
How many dog friends do you have?
Too many for not having any pets. But, you know. I saved a frog from a toilet a couple days ago.
You found a frog? You found a frog in a toilet.
Well, someone else found it in the toilet, and they're like, oh my god, there's a frog. Someone save it.
Was it your mom that found this?
No, I was at my brother's baseball tournament, and one of his teammates, his girlfriend, was there, and she's a typical kind of girl that didn't want to deal with shit, and so she was like, it'll be on someone else's conscience, and I was like, all right, let me see. And it was a fucking adorable little tree frog under a clump of wet toilet paper. I was like, all right, this is my job today.
Where's that frog now?
Hopefully by a creek in the woods where I put it. But I don't know. We bonded toward the end.
It was sweet. So it was in a toilet, not like a porta potty, like an outdoor porta potty.
No, I would have let it die if it was in a porta john. No, it was in a like a stadium bathroom. So like a football stadium, and they have like the concrete walls and. So there was, like, plumbing and electricity, so it was probably clean water, but, yeah.
So where do you think that frog came from? Someone smuggled it in there.
I have no idea, but there was another one in the corner, but that was dead. So I was like, why is there an abundance of frogs?
Did you give a CPR?
I didn't give a CPR, it was shriveled.
Baseball players do have weird superstitions. So some of the, I suppose it could be
like, oh, there's a frog in the toilet. I'm going to strike out.
No, that's so fun. I was just in Cuba, and they practice Santeria, which is a religion that entails, it's really cool. But at the basis, there's animal sacrifices occasionally. And
that sounds horrible.
Horrible, but you're willing to wear lard on your body and like leather, like.
Yeah, and you drink mouthwash.
Jerky. But.
Fuck that, dude.
But apparently, baseball players practice Santeria, so maybe it was just an animal sacrifice.
What?
Gone wrong.
Do you do anything with the animal after you kill it? Like, do you eat it?
Yeah. I mean, they're very resourceful and respectful, and they say a prayer and stuff, so it's like related to Catholicism, kind of. But, yes, they do eat it.
So what do they normally kill?
It depends on
whatever's around
that you're affiliated with. They're called orishas.
What if I wanted to sacrifice a giraffe before my baseball game?
They don't do that.
Why not?
Yeah. Because it's not what the orisha wants.
It's not what who wants?
The orisha. It's like the saint.
Orisho?
So they're called
orisha. Mm-hmm. Orisho. How do you know she doesn't want a giraffe?
Because that's what they said.
Who?
I don't know. The orisha.
You'd need like a really tall ceiling to sacrifice a giraffe.
Dude, you could do it outside.
You need to change like the whole built layout of the church building, you know.
You need a chainsaw too to decapitate it. Because I feel like it'd be like a tree falling down. You could just say timber.
You could just choke it out too, like, you know, crawl up his neck and get up there, like right under his head.
With the beef leash. That's why we needed the beef leash. And we're all back to it.
Would you rather fight a giraffe or a horse?
I don't know. My ex had a really irrational fear of horses, though.
That's all. Have you ever seen one in real life, dude? They're fucking big.
Horses? Yeah, horses are awesome.
Yeah.
They're pretty muscular, like strangely muscular.
Yeah, dude, they like work out.
Yeah, they're kind of pretty. But then there are those weird people, too, who like have sex with horses and like cheat on their wives with their horses. So like, I feel for horses.
Does it count as cheating if you're banging a horse?
It counts as something. I would be weirded out.
The person has the bad end of the deal in that pairing.
Yeah. I mean, your husband would rather fuck an animal than you. That's gotta be some gripping reality you gotta come to terms with.
Well, what if your husband came home with a horse and was like, "Hey baby, y'all wanna saddle up?"
But
I don't know.
If you're fucking a horse, the horse isn't going to feel a thing. It's used to a big horse.
Yeah, but that's why you got to look it in the eyes and make out with it a little bit, you know?
And if the horse is fucking you, then it's like, you're dead.
Yeah, Mr. Hands, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think the guy fucks male horses. He probably just fucks female horses. I don't know.
What? Dudes can't fuck male horses? Is that what you're trying to say here?
Can, but if he got fucked if he was fucking a male horse, I feel like a male horse would be more inclined to fuck him back and kill him than a woman horse simply because she has item with which to penetrate.
Now, I've never intervened about the podcast being too explicit.
But here it is.
Yeah, I don't think we need to go into 5 more minutes about horse fucking.
That's fine. See, I started about just talking about if you want to fight a horse, but then she got all talking about.
Oh, well, I wouldn't fight a horse. They deserve love.
Platonic. So, well, let's move on to my.
Yeah, I'm down.
My idea is way tamer. So I call it contact buy. So it's a pun on the phrase contact high, and it would be an app for performers to sell digital media to people, to their fans after a live performance. And
you're talking about the internet.
Well,
you're trying to reinvent the internet.
Kind of. Well, so it doesn't make sense to if you're performing live to direct somebody, buy my shit on iTunes, because then iTunes is taking like a 30-40% cut.
True.
Like, you've already got people's attention by having them watch you perform, and it costs virtually nothing to put a file on the internet. The only value that iTunes gives is that people browsing in the store can find new music and they can find your music, and that's why it's worth giving them a 30% cut. But if you're going to sell it to somebody who's standing in front of you, that makes no sense to give someone else a 30% cut. So you'd sell it directly to them. And so that's what the contact buy.
Why not a physical thing with a download card?
I don't think people want physical things. Like,
yeah.
Be like WebKin. Both like, intellectual property.
Be like what?
Webkins?
Webkins.
You guys know what that is? The little stuffed animals that it was big in like the 2000s when I was a child. And you buy the stuffed animal and you get the code and then you upload it on the interwebs and you get to play with it online and hold it physically in your lap. Or not.
Huh.
But you should do that.
The
where
fuck?
You have a little stuffed animal with you.
Does it move? Furbies.
Huh?
This is like a Furby that's connected to the internet?
No, it's even simpler than that. It's just like a little plush toy.
How's it connected to the internet? Like, what does it do?
So it gives you a paper attached to its little paw, depending on the animal, and it has a code, and then you go onto webkinz.com, and then you put in your code, and then you create an account, and then it knows which animal you bought.
So they get your email.
Huh?
So they get your email.
No, you just create a random account. It doesn't have to use your email. Most little kids don't have them.
So there's really no real relationship between the stuffed animal and the web. It's not like what the web says is going to cause a physical stuffed animal to do anything. It's not like it's downloading voice commands or anything.
This sounds like a trick to me.
Yeah, it is. But it worked.
But anyway, my idea, and actually, so a few years ago, I'd gotten fired from my job, and I was looking for a job and looking for shit to do. I'm a computer nerd. So part of the reason I got into comedy, and I haven't told many people this, is that, for one, to help with social skills, get out of the house. The other reason, well, I love comedy too, but another reason was that I was going to write this app, this Contact By app, and I was going to talk to other people about would they use this app.
So this is a real idea.
This is a real idea. And the reason I'm
spilling and now I come out here with a fucking drinking mouthwash dipshit idea.
Yeah,
and you're pitching a...
Last week I was talking about butt sweat prevention ideas. So last week I had a silly idea. This week I have sort of a real idea. And so...
Wait, I could have used that
last weekend. Yeah, do you have a butt sweat problem? I've only heard from dudes who've had butt sweat problems.
Yeah, if I'm sweating.
Oh my God. Like the past few restaurants I've been in, my family's in town, so we went out to eat every night. And every single time I left, it was just like fucking Niagara Falls coming out of my ass.
Huh.
But anyway, digress.
Okay. Anyway, so the Contact By, basically, after the show, the musician or comedian, they would have like a tablet or a laptop, and they would... As you're going around getting like the autographs or whatever, selfies.
Yes. You know, when we get autographs or give autographs.
Well, like, yeah, it might not work for open mics, you know, but like a headliner of a show, you know, like Brad Wenzel or maybe Keith Bergman, he sells CDs. He might use this instead. So if I was going to write the Contact By app, I would ask him what he thought about it. So. Basically, for one thing that performers complain about is lines of people taking photos. They all take forever with their cameras.
Yeah.
So some performers, like big name performers, they'll hire somebody to take everybody's photo in line, and then people will go to the website later to get the photo, and that speeds up the line. So this Contact By app could be sort of similar to that, only. You'd have the option to take their picture, sell it to them with like a digital autograph on top of it.
Digital autograph?
Yeah. And I actually, the reason I'm spilling the beans is because I found out that you can do that with Instagram.
Digitally autograph?
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Well.
Does anyone care about autographs? Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Penmanship.
What?
It's penmanship. It's interesting.
But
yeah, okay.
It's just something you can sell too. Like
yeah.
So and I thought, well, if you give them a photo of you with the musician with an
That's
autograph
physical,
on top,
though.
you're selling them that image, the digital version of that image. They can put it as album art on their phone. Part of the app could be they buy the album too. You could make that the album art that shows up when the song plays on the phone. So you could tie it all together to sell. You could sell them maybe the live performance of the performance they just saw. You could sell them like your actual album, the official album. You could sell them like photographs and autographs on top of the photographs and maybe other shit that I'm not thinking about.
I hate to say it, but I want a physical thing.
Oh, you the CD or the autograph?
Well, I don't really care about autographs, but like
the physical what then?
I want to sound like a fucking dork, but like I have records, and like that ritual of doing that, like listening to things that way. I mean, I know nobody gives a shit really, but I'm for it.
By the way, I gave you those old VHS tapes.
Yeah, dude. Like, yeah, fuck yeah, dude. I watched that like Def Jam tape from like 91 or 2.
Yeah,
it was the weirdest fucking thing ever.
What do you mean? Like the datedness of the comedy? Or?
No, not even that. Okay, so it, like Master P put it on. And so he had a bunch of comics, and there was one, everyone was dressed in like a variation of their color schemed camo.
What?
Yeah. Okay, and then there was one woman comic, and she came out wearing like a general kind of looking thing. That matched the camo thing, and like you know those like frilly like shoulder pad gold, like you know what I'm talking about, like old timey. You see like a general, and he's got the gold things on his shoulder with the little fringes.
Yeah, like Sergeant Pepper.
Yeah, like she had that on, and before she went on stage, there was like four dudes doing sexy dancing, like in thongs with camo hats on.
Dudes,
and then yeah, and then. Snoop Dogg closed the show.
And that's him at the peak of his game.
Yeah, but it was 90s. Like, what the fuck is happening here? Like, and the stage was decorated like a war zone. Like, it had a Jeep on the stage and, like, oil drums. Like, yeah, huh. It was really fucking weird.
I didn't even watch
weird.
That one.
Dude, yeah. I mean, I'll lend it to you if you want.
Yeah, but yeah, I was giving out some old VHS tapes. I posted on Facebook, and you were the only one who wanted them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like old shit like that is. I mean, I know you could maybe find it on YouTube, but some stuff you can't. Like,
yeah, a lot of the old stuff, they don't put it on Netflix. Like,
yeah, no, fuck no.
Especially old comedy things.
Yeah, like it's so temperamental. It just, which I think is something that's kind of cool about comedy, but.
Yeah.
Kind of sad.
But yeah, yeah. My idea is the exact opposite. No physical anything. It's just a way to sell to the masses.
Dude, I put out an album on Bandcamp. Please don't listen to it, anybody. But
a comedy album or a music album?
Like it was just like a 25-minute set that I recorded, and I was like, fuck it. Like, you know. And so I printed out a bunch of those download cards, you know. Because, yeah, and I gave some to friends, whoever wanted it, you know. Nobody wanted it. Anybody who wanted to talk to me and would carry this piece of paper away, you know. And I gave one to Zek. And I was like, hey, man, did you listen to the album? And he's like, yeah. He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, it was great to scoop weed into my joints with. So...
I guess you could, like Brad Wenzel sold like the Frisbees as merch.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, you can have like silly merch, I suppose. But yeah, I think most people consider merch is like dead. Like that used to be a revenue stream for musicians, and now it's like, how do they make that extra money? Maybe t-shirts?
I think musicians like merch is sick, but comedy, it's weird. I don't, what would you sell?
I would do this.
Okay.
But yeah,
merch.
I think that's a value. It's not an inconvenient thing like a CD that people have to truck around, and when they move, they have this thing of CDs and
yeah, I'm not big into CDs, but records, like, dude, like finding an old ass, like I found like an old Friar's Roast vinyl. I haven't listened to it yet, but yeah. Like from the 70s. Like, I don't know. I guess stumbling across that stuff is...
Yeah, I bought a thing from eBay of, what's his name? The Rat Pack guy, Dean Martin Rose.
Yeah. Oh, fuck
and I
yeah.
thought it was a legit copy, but it was a pirated copy.
Whatever. That's still kind of cool. Like,
yeah, they weren't that good. I was disappointed.
Yeah. Dude, a while ago I was reading about how like in the 70s when rock and roll like first came out and everything, you know, like you couldn't get those records in Russia, I think. So basically what people would do is they figured out how you could take an X-ray and you could cut music onto an X-ray. Like
of somebody's colon,
like. Yeah, of whatever the fuck, and then so it was this whole community of underground like rock and roll on X-rays, which I think is like holy shit, that is fucking resourceful, badass. Like I don't know,
this album rocks. Also, this guy's got cancer.
Yeah, this guy should be careful. Yeah.
But yeah, so the Contact Buy app, I had a couple more thoughts for that. I thought, well, you could make it the screen dark, like as dark as the phone will allow. That way if somebody's...
So off?
Well, and still be on. Like yeah. That way if you're in the on stage and somebody's trying to buy your music, like it's less of a distraction. But yeah, I don't know if you want to go the way of... Some people like to they ban phones or they kick somebody out when they're using their phones.
Yeah,
it seems like the first of all, the whole phone should have a setting of like this is as dark as the phone can go because you're in the dark, and that way you're not distracting the performer or the
anybody
people
around
in the movie
you.
Theater yeah. or whatever. I don't know why they don't have that, but you could even if your phone doesn't have that, maybe an app, like the whole background of the app would be black. The text would be like dark grayish, darkish.
Or you could just not use your phone.
Well, you want them to use the phone if they're going to pay you and buy your album, especially if you're at like our level where
no one's going to buy it.
Or where we're not charging, we're not making anything at the door, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, my thought was, yeah, so it would just, the actual transfer of the file would go straight from the musician's laptop or tablet to yours. And part of that is Ooh. The app would contact the internet to transfer
what
the
payment. What if you don't have
payment.
Internet?
Well... You can do Bitcoin and you can queue a transaction. Basically, it doesn't go through until
yeah.
you get back onto the internet. I suppose you could do that with just about any type of thing. So maybe you could transfer the file and then maybe there's like a decryption key or something that doesn't they don't get until the payment goes through on the internet later. Maybe you could do something like that. But the idea would be, whatever you do, you're not putting it on the iTunes store or the right. Amazon thing where you're giving someone a 30% cut.
Well, what about just going the Louis C.K. route of releasing his shit on his own website?
Well, yeah, that. You could
and then
that.
Jacking off in front of people.
No.
I'm disappointed in myself for that one.
I'm trying to tie that into her idea about the food, sex
a beef
toy,
leash?
Food.
Like, no, do not.
He,
not
he was pulling on
that.
His beef leash. Yeah,
dude, you should have. No. Yeah, I think all these ideas are fucking gold. You know, let's get Shark Tank in here, and dude, we could be the next people who invent things.
Yeah,
I could be
that's
the next Elon Musk. Who
yeah.
like, calls. Rescuers of kids in caves, pedophiles.
Be like, hey, you want to buy my album?
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder if I could sell, if I did really good at an open mic, if I could sell an album.
I doubt it.
But we're out of time. Thanks for calling in, Ella. Thanks for coming, Bart.
Yeah,
and,
dude. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Good night.
Bye.